This is a Flashbooks audio summary on Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. Meditations is a series of writings on Stoic philosophy written by the former emperor of Rome, Marcus Aurelius. In these writings, Aurelius sets forth his ideas on a wide array of personal development principles, including the power of integrity, the pros and cons of love, insights on harnessing your concentration, and tons of other knowledge bombs pulled from the Stoic way of life. A tweetable summary on this book? Don't get caught up in trivia or pettiness. Appreciate your life within a larger context. Quote, "The things you think about determine the quality of your mind. Your soul takes on the color of your thoughts." Big idea number one. Choose not to be harmed. Quote, "Choose not to be harmed and you won't feel harmed. Don't feel harmed and you haven't been." End quote. Marcus Aurelius Antoninus was emperor of Rome from 161 AD until his death 19 years later. By the time he came to power, Rome was under threat, constantly at war, constantly plagued with disease, and to make matters worse, they were dealing with their fair share of earthquakes, too. Try to imagine the leader of any of today's developed countries being so calm and so philosophical in the midst of such crisis. Yet despite the circumstances, after his death, Marcus Aurelius would come to be idealized by the Romans as the perfect emperor, a genuine philosopher king who provided the last real nobility of rule before the savagery of his son Commodus' reign and the anarchy of the 3rd century. As a student of Stoic philosophy, Aurelius refused to be made miserable by the difficulties of life. Quote, "Begin each day by telling yourself, today I shall be meeting with interference, ingratitude, insolence, disloyalty, ill will, and selfishness, all of them due to the offender's ignorance of what is good or evil. But for my part, I have long perceived the nature of good and its nobility, the nature of evil and its meanness, and also the nature of the culprit himself, who is my brother, not in the physical sense, but as a fellow creature similarly endowed with reason and a share of the divine. Therefore, none of those things can injure me, for nobody can implicate me in what is degrading." End quote. Big idea number two, abide by the law of the universe. Stoicism was a Greek school of thought originating around 300 BC. In simple terms, it taught that submission to the law of the universe was how human beings should live, and emphasized duty, avoidance of pleasure, reason, and fearlessness of death. Stoics would also have full responsibility for their actions, independence of mind, and pursue the greater good over their own. Aurelius would have been comfortable with today's United Nations policies and other world bodies that stand for collaboration and cooperative efforts. Stoics had an international outlook, and they believed in universal brotherhood, as well as the world. The thoughts of the Stoics spanned the test of time. Let's look at this excerpt here from Meditations to demonstrate. "All things fade into the storied past, and in a little while are shrouded in oblivion. Even to men whose lives were a blaze of glory, this comes to pass. As to the rest, the breath is hardly out of them before, in Homer's words, they are lost to sight alike and hearsay. What, after all, is immortal fame? An empty, hollow thing. To what, then, must we aspire? This and this alone, the just thought, the unselfish act, the tongue that utters no falsehood, the temper that greets each passing event as something predestined, expected, and emanating from the one source and origin." End quote. That was written over 19 centuries ago. And somehow, it's even more relevant today when we know how ancient it is than it was back then, perhaps. Marcus Aurelius' life itself bears that statement out. Not many now will have any reason to remember his skills or his principles or his leadership, but his meditations, quiet thoughts written by firelight in the midst of campaigns, live on in the hearts and minds of people today and likely for many more centuries to come. Everything has a purpose. Quote, everything, a horse, a vine, is created for some duty. This is nothing to wonder at. Even the sun god himself will tell you, this is a work I am here to do. And so will all the other sky dwellers. For what task, then, were you yourself created? For pleasure? Can such a thought be tolerated? End quote. The meditations are alive with perceptiveness about the basic unity of all things in the universe, including us. They tell us that the effort to see through another's eyes, aka empathy, is nothing less than an expansion of one's world and a unifying of it. To despise, avoid, or judge a person is simply an obstruction of nature's law. The realization that to move human relations to a higher level, we must do the opposite of these things formed the basis of the emperor's thought of Aurelius' way of thinking. On every page of the meditations is this theme of accepting things and accepting people for how they are, not how we'd like them to be. Next big idea. Focus. Quote, concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, and on freeing yourself from all other distractions. Yes, you can. You can do it if you do everything as if it were the last thing you were doing in your life. And stop being aimless. Stop letting your emotions override what your mind tells you. Stop being hypocritical, self-centered, irritable. End quote. The value of Stoic philosophy is its ability to help put things into perspective so you can remember the things that matter most to you. And its insights are so applicable and just as applicable today in the modern era, as they were back in the ancient days. Next big idea. Don't lose perspective. Quote, it is, in other words, not objects and events, but the interpretations we place on them that are the problem. Our duty is therefore to exercise stringent control over the faculty of perception, with the aim of protecting our mind from error. Translation, if things get out of hand, if you get angry, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, it's important to maintain perspective, not to lose your perspective on what you're really here to do. If somebody cuts you off in traffic, instead of getting angry at them, perhaps it might be a good idea to just pause for a moment to perceive the situation, to think about whether it's really worth getting angry over something that you don't even know the implications behind, to get angry at someone who just cut you off in traffic. Who knows what their situation is? Maybe they've got an emergency. Maybe their father just had a heart attack and they're rushing to the hospital. Or maybe they're just jerks. But they're not worth losing perspective over. Next big idea. See the world as it really is. But remember to marvel at its awesomeness too. The person who can see the world as it really is also carries the ability to see beyond that world. We're here and we've got a job to do, but there's also a feeling that we came here from another place and that we're eventually going to go back to it. Life can be sad, life can be lonely, seemingly one thing after another can occur, but this shouldn't ever dull our basic wonder at our existence here in the first place, here in the universe. To quote Aurelius, "Survey the circling stars as though you yourself were mid-course with them. Often picture the changing and re-changing dance of the elements. Visions of this kind purge away the dross of our earthbound life." End quote. Closing notes. The Meditations isn't just another self-help book with easy answers. Its very theme is imperfection, not perfection. We can never know exactly why things are happening the way they are or why people act the way they do, but it's not up to us to judge anyway. There's a larger meaning to the events and lives that escape us. This knowledge itself is something to seek solace in. It's a very short book, but it's got a powerful message that packs a punch. That's just as powerful as it was back then in the crazy world we live in today. This was a Flashbooks audio summary on Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, narrated by Dean Bakari, brought to you by getflashnotes.com.